European bourses are mixed, continuing the price action seen in APAC. US equity futures are in the green. The dollar is flat slash softer. Kiwi, the G10 outperformer, after strong price action overnight, and in continuation of the RBNZ last week. Welcome to the News Quark US Open. Rundown on the 28th of May, 2024. European bourses are mixed and trade modestly on either side of the unchanged mark, continuing the tentative price action seen in APAC trade overnight. European sectors are mixed. Real estate takes the top spot, benefiting from the relatively lower yield environment, whilst travel and leisure is weighed on by broader strength in crude prices. US equity futures are indicative of a firmer open after US markets were shut on Monday on account of Memorial Day. Apple gains following reports that China iPhone shipments rose 52% in April. The dollar index is relatively flat slash contained trade thus far, with the index currently within a 104.41, 56 band, and as such is in close proximity to its 200 DMA at 104.37. Modest strength in the euro, which was relatively unreactive to upticks in German wholesale prices, and to the ECB SCE, which saw the inflation view revised lower. Euro trades within a 1.0855, 79 range, and off best levels. The pound is flat versus the USD and modestly softer against the euro. Cable sits in a 1. 2764 to 83 parameter after briefly topping yesterday's 1.2777 high. The yen is slightly softer versus the USD and losing against the euro, Aussie and pound despite the hotter than expected Japanese services PPI overnight and the currency jawboning by Finance Minister Suzuki overnight. Dollar yen currently just shy of 157.00. Upward bias across Antipodeans following the overnight rebound in commodities. The Kiwi narrowly outperforms in a continuation of last week's hawkish hold by the RBNZ. Treasuries are modestly firmer, but with action relatively sparse and overall range-bound into a particularly busy week, highlighted by PCE on Friday. Docket for today is sparse, but focus will be on US 2-wire and 5-wire supply. Currently trading within a tight 100.828 plus to 108.22 range. German debt is contained after lifting to a 130.52 peak on Monday, a high driven by remarks from ECB's Lane, who in a Dublin speech, FT interview, outlined that the ECB is barring major surprises, ready to begin easing. The ECB SCE saw lower inflation views at both the 1 and 3 year ahead timeframes, an update which was enough to lift buns to a 130.43 peak for today versus current 130.32. Gilts are outperforming as the UK catches up to Monday's EGB move, with UK specifics light except for reports via the FT, which note that Sunak is to announce a GBP2. 4BLN tax cut for pensioners, a development which seemingly hasn't had any bearing on gilts given opposition, Labour is well ahead in the polls. Gilts are holding above 97.00, just off the 97.14 session high. WTI and Brent are both holding on to the prior day's gains, but with a discrepancy in terms of intraday price changes amid the lack of WTI settlement yesterday as US markets were closed on account of Memorial Day. The complex was lifted amid heightened geopolitical escalations following recent Israeli strikes on Rafah. Brent August in a USD 82.76, 83, 11 BBL intraday parameter. Elsewhere, UBS expects OPEC Plus to extend current production cuts for at least another 3 months, says oil remains a valid geopolitical hedge, sees Brent USD 87 BBL by year end. Precious metals are weaker across the board despite the softer dollar, with no obvious reason for the weakness aside from the pullback in precious metals. XAU sits within a USD 2340.79, 2356.44 per ounce parameter. Firmer across the board with base metals rebounding, desks are citing positive sentiment underpinned by the announcement of China's USD 47. 5 BLN chip fund. Bitcoin is softer and holds just above USD 68K after surging past USD 70K in the prior session. Ethereum fares better and is just shy of USD 3.9K. Numerous central bank speakers, including Fed's Kashkari, who said inflation has moved sideways recently, need to wait and see and get more confidence on prices, should not rule anything out on policy path via CNBC Bowman remarks that she would have supported either waiting to slow QT pace or more tapered slowing in balance sheet runoff. Mester said it would be preferable for FOMC statements to use more words to describe the current assessment of the economy and how that influences the outlook, as well as risks to that outlook, according to Reuters. On Monday, ECB's Lane said they think inflation over the coming months will bounce around at the current level, and then we'll see another phase of disinflation bringing them back to the target later next year. Elsewhere, Wren and Vilroy stuck to the script in June while Schnabel spoke extensively around QE. Looking ahead, highlights include Canadian producer prices, comments from ECB's Knott, Centeno, Fed's Kashkari, Cook and Daly, and supply from the US. Thank you for listening. As always, for more up-to-date news and analysis, check out the service where you can get a free trial and access the exclusive analyst chat.